Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm excited that you're tuning in and listening. My name is Matt Havens. I am 38 years old. I am a motivational speaker, and you guessed it. I live in a van down by the river. I got to work on that impression. But again, I want to thank y'all. This is a new show that we're doing. Previously, if you've listened to what I've done, I've had a podcast called The Human Way that was a little bit more focused on business specifically related to the speaking career that I do. I call it my day-to-day job. But this podcast is going to be a little bit different, and I'm excited to bring it to you all. We're calling it Down by the River. And why is that? Because if we don't know each other personally, or you're not following along on social media at Havens Family Adventures, which you need to, so get on that. My wife and I, Megan, about maybe 9 to 12 months ago, decided that we were going to sell everything we own, our home, most of our possessions, and we were going to take our two daughters, Avery and Emerson, who are almost 9 years old now. They're twins, if you haven't done the math there to figure that out. And we were going to travel the country with the goal of hitting all 50 states. We wanted to show our kids the country. We wanted to see more of the country that, even though we're fairly well traveled, we still have not seen some states and so much of this great country. So we took off, and what we want this podcast to be is an opportunity for you to come along on this journey with us, because something Megan and I have quickly realized is, while yes, maybe our intention was to provide and share the world with our kids, as adults, we're learning a lot pretty quickly too. And I think there's some lessons that will be valuable for you all to hear without having to sell your home and do the crazy things that we did. So that is the goal of this podcast. I hope we'll have some fun along the way. We probably won't have a ton of guests because, newsflash, it's really hard to get guests to come visit your tiny home wherever we're parked. So you're going to get a lot of me. If you're sick of my voice already, go ahead and just, you know, stop listening now, because that's painful and it hurts. So you should try to be nicer. But, you know, we'll maybe include the kids. If I can maybe get Megan to join, you'll get some people like that. And if we meet folks along the way, I'd love to have some guests that way as well too. So for this first episode, I wanted to talk about why. The big why. Why did we do this? Because it is certainly a question we get a ton. Hey, like, why? What would make you do this? What would make you sell everything you own? And man, are you okay? So like the answer to the why, first and foremost, is yes, maybe my wife and I are crazy. That is totally possible. I'm not going to rule that out. So the most basic, simple answer is because time is short. And for years, Megan and I were trying to figure out a way to make time slow down and to really capture the milestones, because our two daughters are, unless something goes completely haywire, they're the only two kids that we are planning to have. We always knew we wanted two kids. We just didn't know it was going to be at the same time. And so when Megan in particular, when she started noticing that as they're growing, as they're getting older, they're hitting all those milestones that every parent has with their kids, but these will be the last times that we get to experience those. And a lot of times that leads families into maybe planning to have more children or things of that nature, because you want to keep living those moments. But I think we came to the realization that for us, for our situation, these are the last times we're going to experience these milestones. So how do we slow things down just a little bit and capture these moments as best we can? And how do we create these moments? In my speaking career, one of the things I tell audiences sometime when we think about our relationship with time is, are you just marking time or are you making time? And what I mean by that is, are you just letting your calendar dictate what you do every day? Are you marking the days, the years, by the appointments that are on your calendar, by the kids, the events that you take the kids to, by the vacations you take? Are you marking time or are you making it? And for Megan and I, we wanted to make time for our kids, make time for our family, because as they get older, as they get into their teenage years, things are absolutely going to change where we won't have as much control over that. Like I said, you know, teenage years, right? They're going to be more interested in their friends or their social network or the activities they're in. So how do we make the most of this time? So, you know, that's the biggest reason why that we decided to do this. And yes, there were some other factors. There was the work environment that we were in. I stopped working for State Farm back in 2019, and I made a speaking career my full-time job which would certainly allow us the flexibility to travel a little bit more, that would allow us the flexibility to work from wherever we wanted to work. There was the financial components of this. This was the housing market in Dallas was absolutely crazy. So we were in a position where, you know, we could, if we put our house up for sale, we could sell it for double what we paid for it just 5 years previously. And so, yes, there are those other factors that played into it. But what I hope that you'll take from this, and what I really want to shift the focus towards, is removing some of the excuses that we have for doing the things that we want to do. When Megan and I look back at our situation, we talked for years about doing something. We did not know it was going to be living in a van and traveling the country, but we knew we wanted to do something with our kids. At one point, 4 or 5 years ago, I think we were going to move to an island and try that out for a year, you know, maybe be beach bums, teach the kids how to surf, something like that. I don't know. But we just knew we wanted to do something. But there was always that thing that was holding us back. And it was the reasons why we couldn't do it. It was my career at the time. It was being away from friends and family. It was the financial components to it, whatever it is. But what changed for us in this path of actually taking the leap to do this was, I think we stopped looking at why we couldn't do something and started figuring out how we could. So when it came to the housing market, yes, while the market was blowing up and that was certainly an opportunity, instead of saying what we would normally say is, well, we can't do that because where are we going to live? Where are we going to, we didn't have a van that was ready. So where are we going to live if we sell our home? And that would normally in the past, that would have stopped us from taking the next step. But instead we started saying, well, what are our options? If we were to sell our house today, what are some of the options that we could do? Could we, I mean, everything was on the table. Could we go live with some friends? Could we rent a place for a couple of months? What could we do in this situation? Ultimately, what ended up happening is, sad to say this, at 38 years old, I moved back in with my parents for 3 months because, that's what it was going to be from the time that we could sell our home to the time, you know, that we could have a vehicle ready to start this journey. When it came to our careers and what we were going to do for income if we were to make this decision, that actually started years prior, because back when I was still working my corporate job, that's one of the things that always kept us from doing what we wanted to do, because it provided the comfort, it provided an income, it provided the benefits, all those types of things that, you know, maybe made it more difficult or certainly made it more scary to jump and do something differently. But because we knew travel was really important, because we knew that's the lifestyle that we eventually wanted to provide for our kids and to live, then we had made decisions back in 2018 that we needed to find careers that were a little bit more flexible. That's certainly a big factor towards me getting into the speaking industry and making it a full-time career. And that's also why my wife worked a virtual job that she could work anywhere from a computer, so that as we were traveling, she could still work at that time. Now, since we've made this decision, she had to leave that so that she could focus primarily full-time on schooling the kids. That was another big factor, that school always kept us from saying, well, we can't do this because we can't take the kids out of school. Megan and I had no plans ever in our life to ever homeschool our kids. Quite frankly, it's one of the toughest jobs in the world, if you ask me. So no, I don't really want to do that. But instead of saying, well, we can't do that because of this, we started saying, well, how can we? And yes, of course, since 2020 with the COVID restrictions and schools, I think a lot of people have realized that, you know, you can do it differently, but that opened our eyes to it, to say, well, instead of saying we can't do this, how could we do this? And what resources are available? And we started talking to people who had homeschooled their kids and to get an idea of what it might be like. And, you know, then we started to realize, okay, this might be easier than we're previously giving it credit. So all of these things, the housing market, the financials, work and employment, lifestyle, your kids, their lives, schooling, all of those things in the past were reasons why we couldn't do what we wanted to do. And I think just changing the conversation in our head to saying, you know what? No, this is something we want to do. Instead of why these things are in the way, how can we make it work? I think we were able to find some different alternatives that previously wouldn't have been on the table. And that ultimately, I think, helped propel us to making it a reality and to getting it done. And so what I would ask you all to consider, again, if you want to make van life your life, then certainly, you know, we can talk about that and help you figure out those ways that you can make it work. But if it's leaving the job that you aren't excited for every day that you wake up and you dread every day you have to go in, but instead of leaving that job, you continue to do it because, well, it's paying the bills and it's easy and, you know, I can't leave it because of X, Y, and Z. If you can just start removing some of those excuses and asking yourself, well, what if I did? How would it look? I think you'll start to realize that plan and that process might be easier than you're giving it credit. It reminds me of a previous podcast I did with The Human Way. I had a guest on named Jim Kelly, and we talked about just being for something. Stop being against things and, you know, at conflict, you know, at work or at home, but be for something. And when you are for something, it's amazing sort of the energy that brings into your life and to the people around you. So I think it's very similar in this regard. I realize that we're all going to have things that might keep us from doing everything that we want all the time. There's real factors in life, yes. But if we can just remove the excuses and stop saying why we can't do it, and instead be for something and say, how can I make this work? And if I did, just walking through that process, you'll start to realize that some of the answers might be a little bit easier than we give it credit. And so that's what I hope you take from our lesson of why we did this. It was an opportunity to do something that we have been wanting to do for a really, really long time. And the only thing that changed for us was we stopped making excuses why we couldn't, and we started to find reasons how and why we could. And for you, however that plays out for you, I think just that mental mind shift can be a big benefit. And I hope it's something that you can take away from today's conversation and walk and try to apply in your life. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, then please review it on whatever platform you're listening on. Share it with those that you think might want to hear this and follow along this journey. We're sharing most of our travels on Instagram. It's a little bit of TikTok, a little bit of YouTube. It's at Havens Family Adventures on most of the social media platforms, but follow along. And we hope to see you somewhere along the road or somewhere down by the river. Thanks for listening, everybody.